Welcome to Out of the Office. I'm your host, Kaylin Spickler, bringing you ideas for your next Out of the Office adventure.
You've got to get that bird's eye view of the valley.
Off the couch and away from video games.
If there was one event I would keep inventing, this is the baby.
Got a few things in store.
Every month we sit down with business owners, regional experts, and everyday people to talk about all there is to offer in the Roanoke region.
That's the thing, right? Like, there's always so much fun stuff to cover on a podcast.
My favorite day.
They're having a blast.
We are loving it.
All right, live from RBTV and go.
We are out of the office and at the library. This is our newest edition of Out of the Office, and we are so excited to be chatting about all of the things happening at our libraries.
I'm so excited for this new series in Out of the Office, and it's going to be great to showcase all the great things that are at your Roanoke County Public Libraries.
And Caitlin, you are the perfect one to talk to. Okay, so Caitlin, you have been on the podcast before, but go ahead and introduce yourself in this official Out of the Office and at the Libraries capacity.
Of course. My name is Caitlin Gills. I'm the marketing manager for Roanoke County Public Library. You'll see my work on social media and our website, of course. And then if you swing by the South County Library, that's where my office is located. I've been with the libraries for almost 10 years, so it's been a great adventure. And fun fact, I started the first teen advisory group when I was a teen at the Vinton Library.
Really?
So, long-standing history with our library system.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, how old were you when you started that?
Definitely like middle school.
So, this was like you just were a teenager and you wanted this to happen at your library.
Who knew that I wanted that? Because yes, that's very true. Yeah, I went to Longwood University, studied history and anthropology, ended up with a marketing position.
Wow.
And I love it.
All right, so yes, let's talk about all of the libraries.
Yeah, of course. So there are six libraries in Roanoke County. Mm-hmm. You've got Bent Mountain, Glenver, Hollins, Mount Pleasant, South County, and Vinton, with South County being the headquarters of all six.
Okay, so I have been to South County, I have been to Vinton, and I have been to Mount Pleasant,
mm-hmm.
and Bent Mountain.
That's
okay,
right,
so I've
yeah.
been to four out of this, and I went to Glenver. So yes. The only one I haven't been to is Hollins.
Oh, we'll have to go.
I know. Well, I'm excited for our library tours that we will be doing
yes.
later in the spring. But can you, as someone who has been to all of them and knows them all very well, can you just talk about each one of them and what sort of makes them special?
Right. So Bent Mountain is great. It's so supported by the local community, and I just love that. They come out to the event. They, you know, were very appreciative of the renovation that happened when we had an emergency situation in the,
yes.
the last Christmas. I don't know if y'all remember that, but a pipe burst. And it is now beautiful on the inside. Mm-hmm. And then looking at Mount Pleasant, the same goes for that with the renovation. That community is also very supportive. And those are our two outreach locations. So that's right. great for those. Vinton, of course, is in the heart of downtown Vinton. So it's a great landmark for the area. It's beautiful. It's got orange everywhere, and I love orange, so I like it. And then going over to Glenver, it's probably my favorite building. It's very natural, very earthy tones. It's
yeah.
beautiful. Also a great supportive community. All the libraries have great supportful.
Mm-hmm.
Supportful? Is that a word? Ooh, supportive.
I like supportful.
Supportful community. Supportive communities. So it's just great. And then, of course, South County being the mothership of the libraries.
Yes.
It's where your administrative offices are. It's where all the books are brought to when we order them, and then they get distributed everywhere after we catalog and process them.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot happens behind the scenes at your libraries that you probably don't know about, so that's exciting. And we'll go into that more throughout this series.
Yes, yes, which I'm excited for. And I feel like all the things you said about each of the libraries were things that I was thinking. Because Mount Pleasant, how I was introduced to Mount Pleasant was when it had been renovated.
Right.
And seeing so many people come out for that was very exciting.
Yeah.
And then Benton Mountain, the same thing. So many people mm-hmm. were there. I want to say it was close to 100.
I think so. Yep. It was beautiful. It was great.
Yes. And so that was very exciting to just mm-hmm. have everyone in the library.
That's right.
So that was how I was introduced to that one as well. And then South County, I'm there frequently. And, you know, that's the one that I think of when I think of our libraries.
Right.
But I know everybody has the one that they think of, yeah. which is probably yeah. where they are the most.
That's true. And, of course, we're getting a new Hollins Library coming up in the next couple of years. So that'll be great.
Yes, yes. That will be great. That's something I'm excited for, especially because that's the one I haven't even been to. So
right?
hopefully I get to venture over there before we have a new one.
Yes, yes. We'll make that happen. Don't worry.
Yes, yes. But Vinton was also, that was a big one.
It is big, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So the old Vinton Library is the McAdoo's across from Thrasher Memorial.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, so a lot of memories for me in that building.
Yes.
And if you go there, you can see, like, we submitted some archival stuff that we have, mm-hmm. Mainly about our library cat, Muffin, who won a cat award. So if you go there, you can find that hanging on their walls. We all know how McAdoo's likes to have all their swag up, and it's
yes.
great and fun, and always find something different every time I get a different table.
Yes, yeah. You can go in there and probably play I Spy forever.
I've done that with my boys.
Really?
Absolutely. I'm like...
Yeah, you need something.
Possibilities are endless.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I'm excited to see all of the libraries and get to meet the staff at all of them as well. But something that I think I'm continually... There's another one. It's funny because this is the library
I know.
Podcast.
Here we are.
Something that I am continually surprised by is how many things are happening at the libraries. You can
right?
really do probably just about anything you would need to do and a lot of things that you would want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why this year I've started a new series on our website called mm-hmm. 52 Things You Didn't Know
yes.
at Your Library. So that's been going on for a couple weeks now. So mm-hmm. if you haven't already, subscribe to those alerts at rocolibrary.org. And then you can find out all the little hidden gems that the library offers that you may or may not knew about,
yeah.
known about. We're struggling.
I think this is the sign for a blooper reel.
We probably need that. Anyway.
Well, I think that's really cool. I know you guys have had some guest speakers come in. Mm-hmm. You've had authors come in. Just a whole wide range of things.
Right? Yeah. And it's... Every year we have more and more fun stuff. In fact, in February, we have a handful of great events for all ages. One of my favorite is we're doing Soup for Seniors Drive. That's mm-hmm. in partnership with the local Office on Aging and Social Services. And collection boxes will be at Vinton, South County, and Bent Mountain from the end of this month through February 3rd
okay.
at those locations. So that's a fun one. We always like to give back to the community when we can.
Right.
And then February is a special month for libraries. It's Love Your Library Month.
Oh.
So you can stop by any of our locations and fill out a little Valentine heart and put it up on our walls. And next time that I'm on here, I'll share some of them.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I know the letters to Santa were so sweet, so I can only imagine what these will be.
Yep, yep. Those are always favorite.
Well, I'll have to... This initiative is happening at all of the libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this will be a good excuse. I know we're going on a formal, more so tour of
right?
each one, but I'll make my way over there to each one in February so I can write a special one for
there
each library.
That's great.
So that brings us to what's happening in February. We also have Valentine's Day
That's
and
right.
President's Day. There's a lot of, and Groundhog Day. There's so many little holidays and things happening.
That's very true.
So how is the library celebrating during the month of February?
Yeah. So we have Valentine's Day crafts and cards at most of our locations. And kids can come and make a Valentine for a loved one. And then we also have them where you can make them and we'll give them to a local nursing home. Yeah. Super
so sweet.
Cute and adorable. And they're right yeah. up there with letters to Santa.
Yeah.
Just what kids say and write are just adorable. And draw.
Yeah.
The drawings are adorable.
I'm sure that makes, which nursing home do these go to?
They'll go to Richfield okay. over by Glenver because they have okay. a really great partnership. So,
yeah. yeah. I'm sure that'll make their day. That's
I
so
know.
Sweet. What else do you all have?
Winter reading starts at the end of January, and okay. it'll go through middle of March. So that's
okay.
for children ages up to age 11. And they can explore space and fill out a bingo card as they read, and then there's prizes. If you haven't checked out the adorable video on our social media, please do so. Thank you to RVTV for curating that for us, because it's amazing and so sweet.
Yes.
So we have our own little bingo rendition.
That's awesome. That's a good way to keep kids engaged, but also because it's cold, it gives them something to, you know, still explore.
Yep. And they'll be entered for drawings and get little prizes. So who doesn't love that?
Yes. Yes. I even love that. I want to join the winter reading program.
Right. And then one of our more popular programs is Dungeons and Dragons. So we have that at almost every location for teens and adults. You can find a session near you, and adventures are definitely wanted for those sessions. So come on out.
Yeah. You know, that's something I know, like, very little about Dungeons and Dragons. I feel like I should come to one of these and just learn.
Right, you and me both. Maybe we should go sit and learn, because I think I could really get into it, and then I'd have no time.
Yes, yeah. Well, and I heard people talking about it just the other day, and I was like, oh, I haven't heard people talk about that for a while.
Right, it definitely came back around.
Yeah.
I remember a few years ago, Magic the Gathering, we were doing a lot of, and then that kind of fizzled, but Dungeons and Dragons seems to be here to stay.
Yes, yeah. Well, you guys do a very good job at the libraries of keeping up just with what's happening, not just holidays, but also interest.
Right, yeah. It's quite the balance of planning far enough ahead and then also catching in on those trends and what's going on around.
Yeah.
So we do have a lot of pop-up events, too, especially for teenagers, because those trends, we all know, we've been there, they change, like, daily.
Yes.
But the teens really enjoy. So the pop-up event model for that age group is especially important.
So kind of going off of that, something that I am always amazed by is every time I walk in, the new book selection is just so up to date. How do you all stay in with the trends and stay ahead of them even?
That definitely can be contributed to our materials management staff and our librarians and library staff. They're always looking out for new materials and making sure that we have them so we can get them in patrons' hands.
Yes. Well, it's done flawlessly, truly. I really am. I'm just like, you guys have to be so smart to be knowing all of these things and keeping up with all of the different aspects of, like, pop culture and just what's happening.
I know. And patrons can also request any books that they'd like through their catalog website, through our catalog website. And so if there's something niche that they like, they can always put in a request.
So then what are some of the trending books right now?
So definitely the Percy Jackson series has seen a resurgence with the new show on Disney.
Okay.
Football books are going out the door. Cookbooks with how cold it's been. Those soup and crockpot cookbooks. I've seen a lot of those walk out. So that's always great. And don't forget now with the app, you can be in the stacks, looking at books and checking them out as you go. So that makes it a lot easier.
Yes.
And don't worry, you can still walk out the door. No one's going to stop you. We know that you've checked them out.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That really is. Wow. Percy Jackson.
Right?
I didn't know about that Disney series. So see, like, that's just another example of how your all staff is just so in the know of all the different components.
Yeah, sure.
I remember that was big when I was in middle school. I actually never read those.
I haven't read them either, but my husband has, and now we're reading. Well, I am currently reading it to my 6-year-old. So I am starting to read those because, it wasn't my thing. But I do like the show, and we're liking the book so far. And he's like, this is like watching TV, but a book. I'm like, yes, sweetie, it is.
That's so cute. Well, do you have any books on your to-read list throughout the next month?
So I am a cozy mystery, like, binge listener. So I listen through our Libby app every single day. In the car, when I'm cleaning, after the boys go to bed, like, all the time. So I'm just constantly running through them. And everyone jokes because I listen to it at, like, 2.5 speed. So my, you know, it's like chipmunk mode. But I really get through them. So I really like them. And growing up, I was like, ooh, mysteries. I want that, you know, the romance stuff. But now I'm like, I must know whodunit. Like, I have to know. We even have a cozy mystery book club at South County because I think it definitely has seen a rise in popularity with those titles. So those are Tanya Kappas is probably who I'm listening to the most right now.
Okay, so how many, if you are listening to them that often, I feel like you're probably at a book every 2 days, maybe even one day.
Yeah, because they're short. They're okay. Like 4 to 6 hours, depending.
Okay.
You know, they're shorter. They're just easy listens. I'll put them on in my office, and they'll just be in the background, and people are like, how do you do both? And I was like, I don't know. I can pick back up on it. Yeah. And be like, okay, that's that person.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I know, I'm addicted. It's a problem.
No, I mean, well, you work at the library, so I feel like that only helps you just do even better at your job.
There we
go.
So
it's great. It's professional development.
There we go.
I do have it as a goal this year to make more time for reading. So this will be good to have a regular check-in on how that's going.
Right, yes.
But I did get a couple books for Christmas/my birthday. Oh. So I also have an actual official to-read list for the next couple weeks.
That's perfect.
So, yes.
Looks like tomorrow we'll have good weather for that, too.
I know. I'm excited for just the cozy needing to be warm. Well, like, I'm going to be needing to be warm weather. So I am excited to just read some this weekend.
Yes.
Especially since the Hallmark movies are now off. I know. The Hallmark Christmas movies. So
that's very true. Yeah, no. The new ones, they just don't grab me like the Christmas ones do. I'm always like, I'll watch that, and then I never do.
Yes. So,
but
yes.
I agree.
Well, Caitlin, I'm excited about our first episode of Out of the Office and at the Libraries.
I know. I'm so excited for this series. It's going to be great, and everyone's going to learn about the library and what they can do. And if they haven't already, they need to come see us and get a library card.
Yes, and that's, since you say that, that is something that is on my to-do list because I am over there so often. And so once I get through my lineup of books that I have, then I'll want to be able to check some out.
That's
so,
right. And don't forget, you can use it on our website and do databases like Universal Class and, of course, Libby and download books.
Yeah.
So all the fun things.
I know. I'm excited. And it's, I think the Kindle app has grown in popularity and Goodreads and other apps like that. And so this is what Libby is. And I'm excited to have that resource.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Well, this will hold me accountable in my New Year's goal of reading more, but also keep me as well as the community excited about everything that's happening at the library.
Yay. It's going to be great.
Yes. Okay. Well, see you next time.
Sounds good.